Okay, let us go on to the next question.
Yes.
Okay. In short, what is the aim of your work and how is it organized, that is, lodges, chapters, and etc.? If I could just mention quickly, I've included the latest Magical Link, so it has a list of all of our chapters, lodges, and encampments on the back page there, so he'll be able to see what the addresses are. But the aim of our work, what is the aim of our work? Do what thou wilt should be the whole of the law.
Yes, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law. The aim of our work comes on many levels. It depends upon whether it is personal or organizational. The aim of our work in terms of personal is always exactly one thing, and that is to find your own true will and to follow it. Do what thou wilt, behold the law, love the law, love unto will. In terms of organization, we band ourselves together into an initiate fraternity. Somebody comes to work, comes to work, comes to work, comes to work with others of like mind, and we find that since some of us know more than others, we have teachers and we have students. And so our aim is to further the law of Thelema, the Thelemic current, as we call it, the 19th current, if you prefer, and to see that this is realized as far as possible in this universe. Next.
Yes, and also, of course, the initiations, that power.
Oh, yes, and we, yeah. Thank you, Lola, for not reminding me. Yes, we, for initiation, we insist upon physical contact, as to say, somebody has to meet somebody. We do not initiate by mail or on the astral, however. We do accept associate membership, people who would like to be initiated, or just to get our newsletter, in case maybe, for a certain fee, in this and this and this and this, allows them at least to get our publications and to write to us. For in many times, simply because of distance, we can't give a physical initiation, and that is the way that works, yes?
Okay. Who was or is Alistair Crowley for you?
Well, if you mean to me personally, of course, he was a very good friend, and he was my prophet. And that's a funny thing. I never, I was ever obsequious with him, but I was always very respectful. It was like he was, as it were, a commanding officer, and I was reporting for duty in that sense. After all, I wasn't in the Army at the time. It was very natural. But people have said, well, what was it like to meet Alistair Crowley? Well, I don't know what other people thought, but for me, when I walked in the door at 93 German Street on October the 31st, 1983 EV, what I saw in front of me was a very, shall we say, if I may say, proper, relaxed English gentleman of older years, of course, elderly, I guess, who could, quote, meet you at any level that you were able to meet him, unquote. And my only problem was that I was a big dumb kid from Oklahoma, and I was having a problem trying to meet him at any level at all, except that I did beat him at chess once. However, if you want to know what it was like, we sat at 93 German Street with the blackout blinds up on the curtain of the German bombers we could hear upstairs playing chess, smoking perique, and drinking brandy, and talking about many things. But if you mean in terms of the organization, and to me, as a Thelemite, he is, first of all, my prophet. He is the one who brought down the Book of the Law. And if you want, and his writings are the Class A documents. There is a book of Class A documents coming out soon, we call a holy book. These we consider to be at that level. But then the rest of Crowley's writings is up to anybody to criticize or whatever. We criticize them ourselves or not, or we have fun. But the point is that they're all important. Now, and so insofar as the organization is concerned, this is about the way we wouldn't be in the organization if we weren't interested in Alistair Crowley, let me put it that way.
Yes.